happened by Dani Goylo that the Emisa, the Torah, if it was really true that the father paid up the Pekodin, then Meimar Heve Yomar, he would have told his child, he would have told the son. Since he didn't tell his son, that's a proof that the father did not pay up the Pekodin. Therefore, Reuven has a right to come and swear and take the money away from the assignment. Rabbi Morovis says, Hilchasa Nishpa V'Goyva Machtso. The Loch is no, that even in this case here, by the same, even though the father did not tell his son, we'll say the Sor Malach HaMovis, who the unsay. And therefore we have to be afraid maybe Reuven, maybe Shimon paid up the Pekodin, and therefore Reuven only has a right to collect half of the milva and not the other half. That's what Rava says. Hilchasa Nishpa V'Goyva Machtso. Oma Mazutra, Mazutra said, though Hilchasa Kadayne Goylo, that the Loch is like Dayne Goylo. So Chur Poshet we had before Dayne Goylo holds that Reuven has a right to collect $100. He can collect the whole thing. And we talk about the Svara that we don't say the father paid up the Pekodin, because if he would have paid up, he would have told them. So Mazutra holds like Dayne Goylo. Omale Ravina la Mazutra, so Ravina said to Mazutra, who Omar Rava, Rava just got finished saying, Nishpa V'Goyva Machtso, that you only have a right to collect 50%. It's like, how come you're arguing? How come you're saying no, you collect the whole thing? Omelis is said back to him, Anan, the Dayne Goylo, Ipcha Masninen Lo. Like, you should know, what did Mazutra say? Mazutra only said that Hilchasa is Kadayne Goylo, we pass on a Dayne Goylo. Now the question is, what did the Dayne Goylo say? True, our gears before was Dayne Goylo said you could collect the whole thing. They're not like it's a Kashan Rova. But I'll tell you, Mazutra learned no, that that's not what Dayne Goylo meant. Dayne Goylo's Ipcha Masninen learned just the opposite. That Dayne Goylo was the one that paskin that you only have a right to collect 50%. So then it's very good. Then Mazutra is saying the same aloch like Rava. They're both saying the same thing, that Nishpa V'Goyva Machtso, you have a right to swear and you can only collect 50%. Because we're not afraid of that Svar Malach HaMavos Udi Yonsei, and Mikra Dimi Paskin like the Chizda, that even though Reuven has a star, still Shimon, the Shemer, is named to say, I gave back to the Kodin. Because he has his amigo, he could have said Nenso. So therefore, even by Yisraelim, it's the same thing. You can't collect more than 50% back, only the Nova from the Yisraelim. Now the Mishnah says, Lo yes habor, if somebody sells a soda, if Reuven sells his soda to Shimon, Stam, so if he has a bor, a ditch of water in the field, it's not included in the sale. But Lo yes agas, if he has a vat where he stores the wine in the field, that's also not included in a stam sale of selling a soda. For Leyes HaShevich, if he has a birdhouse there in the soda, it's also not included in the sale. Bein Chareven, Bein Yeshuvin, whether it's Chorev, whether right now the bor is empty and there's no wine in the vat and there's no birds in the birdhouse, or Bein Yeshuvin, whether they are living there, whether it's full, in both cases it's not included in the sale. I'm selling you a soda, stam, and these things are not included. And also, v'tzorach likach leiderach divir Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, like we're selling, if you sell your field, so the field is sold, you only keep it over for yourself, the right of the boar. Now, how do you get to the boar? So Rabbi Akiva holds, v'tzorach likach leiderach, you're going to have to buy back the rights to walk through a path to get to your boar. Because Rabbi Akiva holds, b'ayin yofehu meicher, so when Reuven sold his field, he meant to give away the whole field. True, he's leaving over for himself the boar, but that's all, just the boar, just the gas, just the shevich, but not even the path to go in the field to get there. So therefore, sarach likach lederach. Reuven's going to have to go now and buy back the rights to make a path to walk through the field to get to his boar or his gas or his shevich. The chachomim aimrim, the chachomim say, einot sarach, no, you do not have to buy the right to walk through the field. In other words, when you sold the field, since you're leaving over for yourself the right to use the boar and the shevich, pshita, you're also leaving over for yourself the right to get there, to walk through the field. And that's cool, like buying ra hu meicher. Like you only sell what you have to. What you're leaving over for yourself, you make sure you leave it over well. Now, umoy de Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva agrees that there is a case that the meicher does not have to buy back the right to walk through the field. That bizman shom aloi. Chutz meyelu, if the Moicha spoke out clearly and said, listen, I'm selling you my field. And he speaks out, but excluding the boar and the gas and the shevich, if he speaks it out, then Rabbi Akiva agrees, she'en et sarach likach lederach, that for sure then you do not have to buy back the right to use a path to get to your boar, because since you do not have to speak it out, and you went ahead and you spoke it out clearly in the shtar, that I'm only selling you the soda and not the bor, here for sure you meant to say by that you want to leave over for yourself the right to use the derech. You want to leave over for yourself the right to go through the field to get to your gas, to get to the shevech, or to get to the bor. But otherwise, Rav Kiva holds, b'yayin yofeh hu meicher. Mochron l'yachar, what's going to be if you just sold now your bor to somebody else? Or you just sold the gas, you just sold the shevech. That's the opposite. Not that you're selling a field and leaving these things over, but the opposite. You're just selling these things in the field, you're leaving by yourself. So Rav Kiva says now just the opposite, that ein tzarech likach l'derech. This person that buys the bor, he does not have to also buy especially the path to get there. Because when the person sold it to him, he sells it b'yayin yofeh. So when you sell somebody a bor, you mean also to sell to him the path to get to the bor, or to get to the gas. The chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say, no, tzarech likach l'derech. No, even though Reuven sold you the bor, but that's all, he only sold you the ditch of water. How do you get to it? You're going to have to buy specially a path to get there. But that's not included in the sale. Again, that's the Shila Shitosom that the Kiva holds. B'yayin yofahu meicher. Nechom say no, b'yayin rahu meicher. B'med, when was this all said? B'meicher, when you are selling something. Then it's a shalat if you give it away, b'yayin yofah, b'yayin rah. Abba b'neisen matona, if somebody gives away for a present, then neisen es kula, then for sure you mean to give away the whole thing. If you give somebody a present, if you give somebody you feel for a present, then for sure it's a sore by in yofahu neisen, because what are you giving to him a present for? You must like him, he did something for you, so then for sure you want to give him everything. So everything that's in the field, it's all included in the present. What's going to be your achin shacholku? Let's say two brothers, that their father died, they got a Yerusha, and now they're dividing up the field. They have to say, you take one field, I'll take the other field. So here the locher is, Zoche besodeh, Zoche bekula. Like the field that comes to you, everything inside it is part of your Yerusha. It's here we make a stam chalukah. You take this field, I take that field. So that means everything inside the field also belongs to you, and everything in my field, I keep. Now, hamachzik benichsia ger, what's going to be in the case where ger died, and he had no Yorshim? So his field's like a hefker. And now a Jew, now Reuven comes and wants to be kind to his property, so he makes the chazaka in the field. So the locher is, hechzik besod, hechzik bekula. If he makes a kinyan a part of the field, automatically it's kind of the whole field. Because he have shit, like it's all called part of the field, so a kinyan a part of it is kind of the whole field for you. Now, hamakdish es asod, what's going to be if you go and makdish your field, and you only say I'm makdish this field, so locher is hegdish es kula. Like for sure here, you mean to be makdish everything, like b'ayin yofer. That since you're giving it over to hegdish, it's like the matono, you mean to give over everything. However, Rabbi Shimon says not like that. Rabbi Shimon ha hamakdish es asod, when you makdish a field, it's come out like a mecher, that you only are makdish exactly the field itself, and not the extra things. But only lehikdish elas hacheruv hamurka v'yes asadin hashikma. These two things he holds is also included in the hegdish. When you mean to makdish a field, these things also go over to hegdish. These big trees, the charuv hamurka that you grafted already, and the sadin hashikma, the big tree. These things also go over to hegdish. I will see in the Gemara exactly why. Why are these things different than other things in the field? So shalom, because they're growing from the fields of hegdish. They're like yonik from hegdish. This will see in the Gemara exactly what the Machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Tanakhama is. The Tanakhama holds the Svara by Hegdish, you mean to give over everything over to Hegdish? And Reb Shimon holds, no, Hegdish has come out like a Mecher, you're only giving over the field, and just the trees, they're also included. Now the Gemara says, Ma'ishino Mecher, Ma'ishino Matono, what's the difference? How come you say in the Mishnah by Matono, everybody agrees, you give it behind Yofer? Samar says, Pirish Yehuda ben Nekusio, lifnei Rebbe, in front of Rebbe, that ze Pirish bezele Pirish. One he explained and one he didn't explain. For the one he said everything, one he didn't say everything. Samar, what's going on here? Hai ze Pirish bezele Pirish. What are you saying? One he did explain, one he didn't. Zele Pirish bezele Pirish. No, they both didn't explain. In both cases, he only said, I'm selling you the field. Or, I'm giving a present, I'm giving you the field. But in both places, you did not explain that you mean everything. So what do you mean to say? What's the difference? Ella rather it's like this. Zeh hoyle lefarish. Vizeh loy hoyle lefarish. In other words, Bayim Mecher, there you don't have to explain. That's not Mecher, you're only selling what I say, the Soda, not more. But my Matona, there, the Svar is, the Minastam, you mean to give a lot. Because you're giving by enough, the whole thing is giving a lot. So if you meant to leave over these other things in the field, then for sure you should have spoken it out. You should have been Mefarish. You should have explained yourself. That's what it means. By a Matona, if you do not mean to give everything, you should have explained it. And said you don't mean to give everything. Since you didn't explain it, then for sure we say you mean everything. But with there by the mecha, by a sale, by her little farish, then you didn't have to explain it. Mor says, Ahudu yam aluhu. One person said to his friend, Hovule lapalnya besa. I want you to give to my friend a house. I want to give him a present. The machsek meya gufi. That is big enough to hold 100 barrels of wine. Now, Shtakach, they measured it out. They have a machsek meya viesrim. That this house or this field could hold 120 barrels. So the Shal, did he mean to give such a big house or not? So Mamazutra Meir or Malay, Meir Yesim Lo Yamar. He only said to give him 100, not 120. He didn't mean to give such a big house. Oh, Malay Ravasha, Ravasha said back, no. Miloy Tanan, did we learn in our Mishnah? B'nedvar Mamurim, when do we say he only means the exact Sodeh? B'moicher, when you're selling it. Abu Benoisen Matonov, when you give somebody a present, then the svar is, Noisen es kulo. You mean to give the whole thing? You give him behind your feet, giving him a present. Alma, what do we see? Man the yoyev maton, whoever gives away a present, b'yayin yofer, he gives it with a good eye. His orchinamir also, man the yoyev maton, b'yayin yofer yoyev. Whoever gives a present, gives it away with a good eye. So therefore, Abad here, even though the house is a little bit bigger than he said, of course he meant to give him the whole house. All right, we'll stop here. You hold an iron aleph, omer aleph on the bottom, two dots. Most like this. The Mishnah says, "Hamakdish is asod dehekdish." If you makdish something, so the machlekes the Mishnah Tanakama says you makdish everything, and Reb Shimon says no, you not makdish everything, just the charuv and the sadan hashikma they're included. Gemara says like this: Omer Rav Huna, afagav di yomer rabbonin. Even though the rabbonin said that hakoy ner shnei ilonos. If you go and buy two trees in your friend's property, you just buy two trees. You don't speak out you want to buy karka. You just say you want to buy two trees off him. So the law is loikona karka. You do not receive the karka in between or the karka around the tree. You only have a kinyan. You only bought the trees. That's all. But what's going to be mochar karka? Let's say Reuven is selling though his own property, the Shire Shnei Yelonis Tefonov, and he's leaving over two trees in front of him. Reuven, that owns the whole property with the trees, now Reuven decides to sell the karka to somebody, but the Shire Shnei Yelonis Tefonov, he's leaving over in front of him two trees. So the locker is Yesh Loi Karka. You should know that this Reuven is leaving over for himself not only the trees, but the karka also. And the Afilu Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Yama that he said we had before, that Moicher Bayin Yofer Moicher, when you sell something, you mean to sell it with a good eye. You give away everything, like in the Mishnah, when you sell your property. Even though you do not give away the boar, but the path to the boar you do give away. So we're here, even though you're leaving over yourself with the trees, maybe you sell all the karka, Kamashmon Rafuna no. That even according to Rabbi Akiva, since you're leaving over two trees for yourself, you for sure also mean to leave over the karka around the trees. Why? Because I tell you, Hani Mili, when does Rabbi Akiva say you sell something behind Yofer, you mean to give it away completely? Gabe Bor Vedus. In our Mishnah, when you sell your soda, and you're only leaving over for yourself a bor or a dus, the ditch of water, the loiko machsha biaryo. Over there, the ditch of water is not doing any damage to the ground. It's not like ruining the ground. So therefore, if you leave over the boar, okay, nobody's going to bother you. The Baal HaSodah will never tell you, like, take away your boar, because your boar, your ditch of water, does not ruin the ground. Avol Ilonus. But by trees, the Komach Shebiaryo,
when a tree grows in the ground, it like